Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're delighted to have you, and dear, precious, faithful members of my radio family, I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name. On yesterday's broadcast, I didn't get into it very far, the message that I wanted to bring to you this week, as the Lord directs, for our need for renewal. And I started sharing that scripture 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And to renew means to restore to freshness, to vigor or perfection, or to make spiritually new, to regenerate again, to be formed, to change radically and for the better. And I want to share with you 4 ways of scriptural renewal that the Word of God talks about, ways that we can renew our mind, renew our strength, renew our inner man or heart, as well as the Lord's work. And we just started, as we brought the broadcast to a close yesterday, speaking now, first of all, on the renewal of our mind, that it is our Christian duty. Ephesians 4:23-24 is not a recommendation or a suggestion, but Paul is clearly saying, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So in order for us to really put on the new man, because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. When we put on that new man, it is the spirit man that is created in true righteousness and holiness of the Lord. However, as Paul was so ably defined, there is another war in our members, in our flesh, which is our physical body, its appetites, and our soul, the soulish desires of our will and of our emotions, that is at war against us, and we have to use the sword of the Spirit. We resist the work of the enemy. We mortify the deeds of the body, of the flesh. And so in doing so, we then are on that progression, that road to becoming Christ-like, which is the ultimate goal of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's what He's doing. When you look at the trials, troubles you may be going through, and we will have tribulation in this world, but how are you responding? What is your attitude? And that's something, and I've been sharing with partners, that our attitude is so important as we deal with trials and temptations. And we have the potential. Now, the best of us fall short, but the potential is for total victory because of what Jesus did. Now, we need to be renewed. What does that really mean? Well, you know, when you look at the world around us, the times in which we live, our generation is probably the most informed ever to live, in perhaps every way. Psychologically, that's certainly true, because there have been numerous reports of medical professionals, science, proving that bad thinking can cause major problems and extreme weariness. Perhaps you've heard of psychosomatic illnesses where a person is just mentally and or emotionally, because of fear, they actually have symptoms that are not a valid reality in their physical bodies. Our minds are extremely powerful. They influence our bodies. That's why even modern science is warning against getting stress out of our lives, because it's not just the mental fatigue, it's the effect on the physical body. It affects all the major systems and organs of the body. It's extremely detrimental. Because why? We are a tripartite being. You can't separate out, you know, your body is separate, your soul, spirit, your spirit separate. They all have an interrelation, an effect on one another. So what do we do? Well, we can ignore the warnings of our bodies, of our mental condition, in terms of weariness, for example. When we do that, when we neglect those warnings, and when we neglect a disciplined thought life, we are inviting disaster. That's why Paul is saying it's really, really important for you to do this. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You know, there are so many terrible ways modern man has devised methods of warfare, psychological warfare. Germ warfare. There's EMT issues that could occur, all kind, not to mention a neutron bomb, not to mention the hydrogen bomb. There's terrible, terrible things that the mind of man has been able to devise for destruction, and they now also have germ warfare, and that's a terrible, terrible thing. But beloved, self-inflicted germ warfare is incomprehensible. And you're saying, what are you saying, Sister Glass? Well, this happens commonly among believers when we willfully or thoughtlessly expose our spirits to damaging things. We need to be careful about the things we hear, the things we look at. Now, there's certainly things that are unavoidable that may be bad that we see or hear, but we don't make a choice to spend our time looking or listening to that which isn't edifying. Some people, I've even known ministers, take that to the extreme. They say, well, you know, I don't listen to the news broadcast. I don't, you know, listen to what's going on in the world. All that's, you know, we're not of this world. But beloved, if we don't take a stand, if we don't know what's going on, and I don't take it to extremes, but at least I try to catch what's happening in the world. Why? So I can pray about it. And that's what you need to be able to do too, beloved, when you hear some news event, some tragedy, to be able to respond in prayer. That's the most important thing we can do. So when we willfully or carelessly or thoughtlessly expose our spirits to damaging things, it will have a detrimental effect. Imagine living physically next to a cesspool of the most contagious bacteria on earth. Well, is that any different spiritually? The most deadly of all spiritual diseases is an improper thought life. Paul says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So how do we do that? Well, Paul gives a brief and uncomplicated instruction found in Philippians, the fourth chapter, on how to be a successful Christian. And beloved, you and I should grade and can grade our daily thought patterns by this formula of divine psychotherapy, if you will. Let me share that passage found in Philippians, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to be reading at verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. It's try to focus on the positive, not concentrate on the negative. That's what we need to do. There are six classifications: whatever's true, whatever's honest, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, and whatever's of a good report. 6, the number of man. That fits pretty well. So, beloved, just mark that verse in your Bible. That's something for if you're just, you know, carrying a load of worry today, if you're just tossed to and fro by the things going on in your life, you feel like you're out of control, you're not in control, or you're not letting really the Holy Spirit be in control, because it's a partnership. When you're, quote, in control, according to the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit and you walking in partnership with one another, fulfilling the will of God for your specific life, for your specific day that's before you. Now, let's be realistic. Is it possible never to have negative thoughts? Thoughts that would obviously fail to qualify for such high standards? No, of course it's not. But let's understand the spirit of this imperative, if you will. The exhortation for us is not to dwell on negative and destructive thoughts. Have you ever been around someone who just continually, they major on the negatives? I don't know about you. I've known people like that. Still know them. there's never a good word out of their mouth. It's whatever's bad, whatever's tragedy has happened, whatever bad thing is going on, that's all that they see. And beloved, that's hard to be around people like that, and I won't mention sometimes you and I may have been that way. Okay, well, we won't take that any further. So, beloved, we need to check this list I just shared with you against your thought life. I need to do that. Check it against my thought life. And so we will build up immunity, if you will, against infectious wrong habits that wrong thinking brings. We need to break the old habit patterns of focusing on the problems of our old nature. Rather, by following these precepts Paul gave us for mental hygiene, as well as spiritual health, we become exposed to the possibilities of God's kingdom. That's why the devil works so hard on your mind, because if you could be released from that, there would be all kinds of possibilities the Lord wants to open to you. Praise God. And on such a high note, I'm going to have to bring this broadcast to a close because my time is gone. But let's just think about that. What would we do if all the limits were taken off? Praise God. Nothing shall be impossible. That's what the Word says. Well, beloved, I love you. The announcer will give you our contact information. Won't you write, share those burdens, or let me know you're being blessed by the broadcast. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.